Track 11. Now to a sobering thought. As we raise a glass to the new year, how much is too much?
Eat, drink and be merry is the idiom. We celebrate with it, commiserate with it, and for many, a nice chilled glass or two of Pinot during lockdown became one of the few pleasures to be enjoyed. Although older adults are less likely to binge drink, they are more likely to drink more frequently. So how much is too much? It's probably less than you think. The UK Chief Medical Officer's low-risk guidelines is 14 units a week, the equivalent to 6 medium glasses of wine or 6 pints of beer. This should be spread over 3 or more days with several drink-free days. Anything more increases the risk of a wide range of serious health conditions, including heart and liver disease and cancer, and can affect your mental health too. Alcohol is depressant, and regularly drinking above the low-risk guidelines disrupts the balance of chemicals in your brain that affect mood, says a spokesman from DrinkAware. While alcohol can have a very temporary positive impact on your mood, in the long run it can contribute to feelings of depression and anxiety and make stress harder to deal with. It's easy to lose track of how quickly alcohol units add up, and keeping a tally using a tracker like the DrinkAware app is a helpful way to lower the risk of alcohol affecting your health. Having at least 3 drink-free days every week will give your body a break and help you to keep your health risks low. According to the Royal College of Psychiatrists, a third of older people with drinking problems develop them for the first time in later life. As we age, we become more sensitive to the effects of alcohol. We also react more slowly and tend to lose our sense of balance. So, even if we drink the same amount, as we get older, it is likely to affect us more than younger people. Alcohol is the only drug we have to justify not taking, says presenter and author of Healthy, Happy, Sober, Janie Lee Grace. She decided to call time on drinking after the wine witch regularly came calling at 6 p.m. and admits that she didn't have a stop switch. She quit during Dry January 2018 and found that sobriety rocks. There are a myriad of benefits from ditching the booze, she explains. I don't call it giving up because you really are only gaining benefits. Firstly, people notice the physical benefits. Less bloated, more energy, skin looks clearer, eyes brighter, your hair looks more shiny. Sober hair, who knew? Pretty much any chronic ailments either get a bit better or stay the same. Many people find niggling things clear up. Digestion improves. Often people get less colds and less headaches after the first few days. Sleep is usually so much better too. She found that the emotional benefits are even more surprising, although you do have to wait a little longer. Most people find their anxiety lessens and they start to feel a sense of joy they haven't felt since they were children, and people often get a new lease of life and energy to achieve their goals. For 50-somethings, there is no better way of aging healthily. In terms of looks, it's the best anti-aging secret ever. It's the best gift you can give yourself as you age, because let's not forget, alcohol is linked to over 200 different diseases. It absolutely exacerbates menopausal symptoms too, so for women, it's a great idea to stop. Janie recommends cutting alcohol for at least 30 days, but 90 is better. And rather than focusing on counting the days until you drink again, focus on eating well, keeping healthy, and what you are gaining. There are a range of no and low alcohol options on the market, so you can still say cheers, but without the hangover headache.
Cheers!